Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. It's great blessing to be with you here today. We're going to be discussing the topic of forgiveness in the Bible this morning. And right before we get started, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, bless this message and move amongst us this morning. We thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to study and learn from your word this morning. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Well, forgiveness, I thought, would be an interesting topic to discuss. But what is the definition of forgiveness? It is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. When we were sinners before we came to Christ Jesus for repentance, we were unforgiven before God. Jesus died on the cross for us all to be forgiven by him of all of our sins, past, present, and future. What a great and loving and kind Lord we serve. As we walk planet Earth, one of the most important things to God is that we forgive others. You see that first, Jesus forgave us of all of our sins when we repent to him. He did not have to do that, but why did he do this? Because Jesus Christ loves us and wants all of us to come before him and have that personal relationship with him. Do you know what this truly means? The creator of heaven and earth and of everything loves us just that much. Someday, to walk and talk with him will just be awesome. He tells us we are his children, and not only, but kings and queens we are. Wow, kings and queens we are. Let's look into the scripture to see what God says. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We saw earlier, before we gave our lives to him, we were unrighteous before God. Luke 6:37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Did you know that when we ask for forgiveness before Christ Jesus, you are forgiven? Do not let the evil one keep bringing it up again and again and again, which he does. He is good at stealing our joy, the joy God has given us. I know this because it happens to me a lot. Pray to God that he will guard your mind from that. Matthew 18:21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. We must forgive others their sin against us if we want our sins against God to be forgiven. At the time of Adam and Eve, before they fell because of the evil one's trick, there was no need for forgiveness. They walked before God sinless. But now, because of what the evil one did, we have sin in our lives. Jesus Christ came to show us that through him, we are sinless. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. I know myself. How is this possible? I know myself, there is no good thing when I walk in my flesh before him. God taught me a lesson on how to forgive. Let me tell you about it. Many years ago, I lost my job that I had, the great job that I had. My boss had compassion on me and knew his friend, Max Reddick, which had a machine shop. So I started to work for Max. The only thing he had open was a janitor. Well, I was a position that I had in charge of departments from the other place that I worked. I was at lowest position, very humbling, guys. The guys I worked with made fun of me and mocked me all the time. One of the guys, David there, wanted to fight me all the time and keep saying dirty things in front of me and made my life miserable. When I stepped into the office, one of the ladies said, "Man, that guy just hates you, doesn't he?" I said, "Yeah, he does. He hates me and he just wants to fight me." And I end up quitting the job because of him. After I left, I was working at the other company previously, what I worked at before. And I was telling people about him and how he did me and how he mistreated me. And I was not happy about that. And the thing about it is, David came and made a delivery. And I unloaded him with the tow motor. And when I saw him, the first thing I did was walk up to him, shook his hand. I said, big smile on my face. I said, "David, how you doing? Great to see you, my friend. And how's your wife and family doing?" At that very moment when I shook his hand, smile came on his face. Seconds later, that bitterness, that forgiveness was gone, completely gone from me. God taught me what forgiveness truly is, to truly forgive somebody. And I can share that with you in my life. Speaking of forgiveness and your prayer life, did you know by having a bitter heart and not forgiving a person can hinder your prayers or even stop them if God chooses? God says that if you hate someone, it is the same as murder in his eyes. I believe that if you do not forgive someone, you might hate them as well. We as God's children do not need to stand before him with the sin of hatred. Hatred is intense dislike or ill will toward someone. But love, especially Christ's love, stops all hatred we have when we come before him and repent. At that very moment, God forgives us and remembers our sins no more. How awesome is this? How great is our God? Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another." Luke 6, 37, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Forgiveness is so important to our Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about forgiveness, try to put yourself in the place of Jesus. He was sinless of all sin, but he chose to die in our place because of his love for each one of us. I sometimes think of all our friends who have died before me. A lot of them I know were Christians, and I will see them again someday, but others I do not know. This is why we must share Jesus with this dying world. Every time I'm at the truck stop, many people reject his message. They say, "I'm okay, I'm a good person." But are they truly a good person? Good people go to hell. I get many rude comments, but truly, I can see many miraculous blessings on the truck stop ministry while I am there. And I am so grateful for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me and my wife to do this. Luke 23, 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." What a great love Christ has for us, that at his death on the cross, he forgave them. What a great and marvelous Lord we serve. Luke 17, 3 through 4. "So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." This passage in the Bible tells us how important forgiveness is to our Lord. Did you know when you take Holy Communion, the scripture says to examine yourselves, check your heart to see if it is in the right spot before you take communion. Corinthians 11:27, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood, body and blood of the Lord. The Bible says you eat and drink judgment on yourselves when you do this. If any of you here do not know Jesus Christ and do not want to die for your sins, here is how to prevent this from happening. We look in the scripture at John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And you don't want to be a might be saved person. You want to be a be saved person. And Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, if any of you out there in the coffee shop have doubts in your mind about whether you're saved, just come to one of us and ask us. You know, we will share that with you and give you the truth. It's very simple to come to know our Lord and to love him. He wants that so very much for each one of us. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that you allowed me to share in our coffee shop this morning your great love through your living word. We thank you so much, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.